Anyway, it's time for the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the newspaper so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The city paved the way for a new police shooting video to be released because it's 2016. We could probably count on one of these per month. This is a 2013 incident where police shot and killed an unarmed teen who was running away from them. The city said they're releasing the video in the spirit of being transparent. This, of course, after they filed a protective order to seal it back in 2013, which wasn't a very transparent year. But hey, it learns. This story comes on the heels of a DNA info story that says the police are doing the least amount of work possible to avoid putting themselves out there for scrutiny, which, by the way, is the tagline of the Maury Povich show. But police morale is nothing to scoff at. Don't get me wrong. I love running stop signs without protest. But something tells me a motivated police force is good for all parties. I mean, let's do what any corporation does when morale's low. Taco Tuesday. Or how about a chai tea hour? Ooh, everybody loves chai tea. Or even better yet, Powerball ticket for every police officer. I mean, that makes everybody feel good, right? Governor Rauner wants to look into eliminating consent decrees. Now, that may sound political, and yes, we should get rid of them, because I don't know what it is. Get rid of it now! But consent decrees are essentially court-ordered payments to departments like Children and Family Services because the state has been delinquent, shady, and downright criminal about not paying them in the past. So now Rauner wants to get rid of them because, turnaround? It's like a guy who's on a court-ordered payment system for child support because he was delinquent for years saying, you know what's holding me back? Being forced to pay this. Come on. A spokesperson for the Hillary Clinton campaign went on the attack calling out that Bernie Sanders' health care plan couldn't be implemented without taxing the middle class. Critics point out that this is a Republican talking point over past health care plans, including Obamacare. Wait, Hillary Clinton waffling back and forth between Democrat and Republican? That doesn't sound right. Also, didn't we see this locally? Didn't Rahm Emanuel, Hillary's biggest backer, say that his opponent, Chuy Garcia, Bernie Sanders' biggest backer, would raise taxes and we all somehow fell for it since Rahm essentially did it anyway, the highest in Chicago history? Nah, why are we such sheep? Or better yet, why do our shepherds suck so bad? Speaking of Rahm, the Trib editorial board took a big swipe at him yesterday, saying essentially he's a terrible mayor. But to the Trib board's credit, they're just rerunning editorials from last year and the year before and the year before and the year before that, which is why it's so baffling that they endorsed him for mayor. Man, you know who I'm gonna miss, though? Obama. Did you see that State of the Union last night? Man, he is the best behind a podium. Could you imagine Hillary Clinton doing a State of the Union or Trump or Cruz or Sanders? It's like wanting to watch Joni Loves Chachi instead of Happy Days. Although, I had one problem, is talk of this new economy. I don't get it. What's the new economy he speaks so highly of? The $11 sandwich at lunchtime? Or is it the buy one, get the second one half off sale at the Banana Republic? Or wait, is he talking about newspaper paywalls? Or with $4 tolls? Or $25 to carry on a bag? Or paying for every single city and state service 20% more than you did last year? Is that the new economy he's talking about? Or wait, is he just talking about weed? I think he's talking about weed. A shooting today on the Skyway closed a big part of the toll road. Wait a second, let me get this straight. I pay $10 to take the Skyway to go to Valpo. That should be the toll I pay to not get shot. Just an assumption. I mean, I get it. I could get shot on 94. That's like Mad Max. That's Fury Road. That road's free. But the toll road? The Skyway? I paid for that. You know what should happen? Everyone should get one free toll for this news. I mean, you could put it on one of the cheaper ones, like, you know, the ramp to get off in Oak Brook, but still, one free toll. Powerball tonight, if nobody wins, $2 billion. I hate Powerball. No, you know what? I take that back. I don't hate Powerball. I hate news reports about Powerball. Oh, did you buy that ticket? How was standing in line at 7-Eleven? Oh, it was great. It's really great. Okay, well, I bought another one. What's the point? In weather, it's so cold, my thighs are numb. That's cold. In sports, the Blackhawks won their 8th in a row. 8 in a row. Wake me up when they hit 15. I mean, that's just what we expect from the best sports franchise in Chicago. And while you're at it, do more Chevy commercials where you skate up to the screen and sell me a Malibu. I like that. The NFL is relocating not one but two franchises to the LA market. Poor San Diego, poor St. Louis. But you know what? I guess that works for all involved because nobody wants to watch, play, or be involved with any football in St. Louis. I just hope that they draft the right type of players, you know, to like embody the city of Los Angeles. I want to see some burned out hippies on the field, maybe some wannabe actors, Bloods and Crips. Kardashians. I mean, who else lives out there, right? They hired a 32-year-old broadcaster to replace Hawk Harrelson at White Sox games this season. Hawk will still travel with the team for road games. But still, it's going to be weird not hearing him say, stretch, or he gone, or you could put it on the board, willy dilly billy. All right, he doesn't actually say that last one, but doesn't it seem like he would? I know people hate his style. He was named one of the worst by GQ magazine, but I love it. Broadcasters are supposed to be unique, be homers, be eccentric. Otherwise, we're just encouraging a new generation of Joe Bucks. And really, nobody wants that. Oh, yeah, and the Bulls lost again. 3 in a row. Come on. And finally, Chipotle is worried that they may have an image crisis after E. coli and norovirus outbreaks at their restaurants. You know what? Just this one time, I'll give you some advice for your new marketing campaign. Are you ready? Get a pencil ready. Chipotle, wash your hands. Huh? Hey, that's the carryout for January 13, 2016. Hey, did you order the hot soup? Man, that was a really dumb idea because it's not going to stay hot. We all know that.
Coming up, we'll talk about what happened at City Council today, also the Cook County Board, also news that the city of Chicago is not going to fund any CPS for 2016, pushing it back to Springfield. Christine Mardonia just put out a statement. We'll talk about that coming up. It's a download here on WGN. Stay with us.